You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And now joining us in studio this morning is Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. And Yvonne, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Happy Monday. It is definitely a Monday morning. Thanks for letting me come in a little bit late. Oh, appreciate that.
You're fine. A few things just going on, though, over at CCC. And this is the last week of school, is it not?
It is. This is finals week for our students, and so they will be officially done with the fall semester.
That's wild.
As of Friday. I know, they're pretty excited. Tonight we'll have late night breakfast for them to help them kick off the finals week, but they're ready. We're ready. You know, we adjusted the schedule because of COVID concerns, and we weren't really sure how the semester was going to go, and so we condensed it down, and actually it's been a very smooth semester for us, and so, but it's been intense.
You guys haven't had any days off since
we
school started,
not.
Right? Yeah, so
that
that's
is
what
correct.
I thought.
We even worked through Labor Day, so
wow.
You know, the students have hung in there with us, and our faculty and staff have been amazing throughout this whole process, and so I think everyone is ready for fall break.
Yeah, the students are going to be happy because they're going to get an extra long fall break because it's going to go all the way into the new year, correct?
That is correct. Our athletes, because as you are aware, all of our spring sports will be taking place, or all of our sports will be taking place in the spring. So football, basketball, volleyball, everything will be taking place in the spring. So some of our athletes will be moving back onto campus the first part of January, January 3rd-ish. They can officially start practice on the 4th. And so they'll be moving in on the 3rd. But for the most part, our students will be moving back in on the 9th, 10th, and 11th, I believe it is.
All right. And also, looks like here that spring and interim sessions, when will those be starting?
Well, you know, I don't have the dates with me. I should have done that better.
Oh, you're fine.
You can go to our website. We will have interim sessions and spring enrollment. So spring enrollment will start, I believe it's January 13th. And so, but now is the perfect time to get enrolled. And if you have a student that's away at a 4-year and they just need to get that one gen ed out of the way, want to save a little money and take it in a smaller format, then they can absolutely come and enroll with us and take it online and get that knocked out of the way for them so they can keep moving on with their educational journey.
Absolutely. So, I took some interim classes when I was in community college, and they definitely, you get them knocked out of the way pretty quickly. So, also, choir will be on campus.
Yes. You know, we've kind of missed out on all the great things that we normally get to do. You know, choir concerts, band concerts. Our theater department did perform Friday night. They did at Friday and Saturday, they did an evening with Inge, and they did little excerpts from several of his plays. And so today, our choir is going to be performing on campus around the fountain area, around the square, and from 11:10 to 11:40. So if you're just out and about, you know, then put your mask on, come on over and sit and enjoy a beautiful, beautiful concert. It looks like it's going to be a great day to be outside. The weather's going to cooperate, so they'll be singing, and I believe it's a Christmas concert.
Ah,
so they'll be doing some Christmas carols. So come on out.
And that'll be a lot of fun. And then the last day is on December 17th, correct?
Yes. Our offices will close. Campus will close down on December 17th. Well, officially December 18th. December 17th is our last work day. So you will not be able to get us on December the 18th until January the 5th. So please stop by and see us, or give us an email, give us a phone call. Let us know how we can help you with your educational journey.
And then, of course, the campus, like you said, or everything opens back up on January 5th.
Yes, January 5th. We'll be back for the new semester, and spring semester will run as normal. We will have spring break. That's the plan. You know, there was some discussion about not doing spring break, but then when we looked at the sports schedule, you know, most of our students are going to be here, so we're just going to go with it as it is and see what happens. So,
and it sounds like y'all have done a great job over there, kind of mitigating the spread of it. Just you guys are doing a fantastic job over
there. You know, we have a really good team. Terry Robinson is our nurse on campus, and then Aaron Flores is our director of student affairs, and Aaron Macaronis is our athletic director, athletic trainer. And then Jeff Leiker is our athletic director. And you know, the whole team has worked really well to make sure that everyone complies with the procedures that we have in place. And we've worked really hard to stay communicated with the Montgomery County Health. We follow the KDHE guidelines. We're just very diligent. Our maintenance department has done an outstanding job of cleaning. We're cleaning the dorms 2 and 3 times a day so as not to spread anything. So it's really been a team effort. And fortunately, I'm going to knock on my head for wood. fortunately for us, we have really had a very good semester, and we hope to be able to continue that into the spring when there's going to be more contact, you know, through
right.
your sports. So that's a little nervous for us, but as long as we stick with our procedures, we should be fine.
All right, Yvonne. Well, we're out of time right now. We appreciate you for coming on this morning, and we will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Or will you be out?
No, I should be here.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I should be here. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.